Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, Wednesday, November 16th, 1960, the Barbados Advocate reporting on the session in the House of Assembly the day before gave account on a discussion regarding the abuse of the rights of tenants by their landlords. This post-emancipation struggle had reared its head again. Taking issue with these circumstances, Mr. Mencia Cox, leader of the House of Assembly, offered a stern rebuke to the members of government, quote, "We would be well advised as a government to go into the whole question of landlord and tenants and bring down legislation to the House, just as the landlords are protected under the Act, to see that the tenants are not removed at will." The assemblymen, discussing the plight of tenants in their relationship with landlords, recognized that the former group was being terribly disadvantaged and that the time had come for government to go further to rectify these ills. The representatives were appalled at the adverse circumstances with which tenants were faced, as without any prior warning or communication, tenants were arbitrarily given notices to quit the lands on which their houses were sited. Shocked by these developments, Mr. Orlando Ori Bryan lamented, and I quote, "There's no option, just notice to vacate the premises," end quote. In addressing the plight of the residents of Bannister Land St. Michael, Mr. Cox was befuddled by these developments, which he thought could have been handled differently. He recalled, quote, "There were days when landlords used overnight to give people notices to move within 7 days," end quote. He further noted that in either 1953 or 1954, the Barbados Labour Party government brought a bill before the House to amend the previous act, giving persons a reasonable time when notices were served and a decent amount of time to find an alternative place to resite their houses. At the time of this discussion, the law remained in place, but it was flouted and the unfair tactics persisted. Mr. Cox was at a loss regarding the reasoning behind the way in which this private landowner had handled the situation, even to the point of wondering if there was more to these tactics than met the eye, so to speak. In rebuke, he offered his free advice to the landlord, stating, "If your lawyers do not know how to advise you, I will advise you free." This debate echoed the struggle for tenants before and after the 1960s and continued to be an ongoing one. It was not until the passage of the Tenantries Freehold Act of 1981, securing the equal rights of landlords and tenants within the borders of their agreement, did the way of doing business change.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.